This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracies, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about CERN. I am your host, Toby, and alongside me are my friendly co-host. Which one's going to be the friendliest and say hi?
Hi, guys. I'm a little under the weather, and I apologize for my shitty voice.
Overachiever.
Who's the next friendliest?
Hey, y'all.
Who are you?
God, I can't.
Can't even or odd.
I can't even or odd ever at all.
What's your name, lady?
Addison.
And last?
Kristen.
The most unfriendliest.
She's too busy playing with that leg. She's
bothering me.
Her OCD's kicking in.
Yeah. So, guys, we are going to be talking about a super difficult topic today.
It's not really. It's just the science of it's super difficult.
It's only difficult if you know about it. If you don't know about it, life is still going smooth.
Okay.
That's how my life is.
I need to lay this all out in the front.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about CERN.
Uh-huh.
I know nothing about science. I barely know what they do at CERN.
Particle physics.
Exactly. I don't understand all that.
Say
it's
what?
Awesome.
It's a whole other language.
You know what? I bet it would be really awesome if they had the Dummy's Guide to
CERNA
physics. Because I can't understand hardly.
Dummies do CERNA.
Here's the dummy version.
CERN.
They take particles and they smash them together.
I keep saying CERNA.
At high speeds, and then they test the results.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can do that, but...
They do it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what blows my
mind.
Mash
a potato, stick it in the microwave at high speeds, and see how it turns out. I'm just kidding.
It's a little bit different than what CERN does, but...
So
sounded good.
It sounded good.
I
want some mashed potatoes now.
through the CERN.
Yeah. I want to hide. I want to collide the mashed potatoes in the
bacon, cheese,
that'll make
and
really
potatoes.
So I'm hoping, I'm praying that when I
you're
go,
praying?
Well,
you're praying now?
Praying.
I thought
to,
you sold yourself
oh, you
to
know
the
what?
Devil and you're
well,
praying now?
You know
how would
what?
The devil feel about
he
that?
He was sitting over here quietly and I... He's got his arms crossed. He's very upset with me because I didn't introduce him. So he's our friendliest one here. So
no,
please,
he's not.
Please introduce yourself.
Oh, I hope you're getting a fat paycheck for that.
I was just sitting here realizing that I was being ignored. And I wasn't going to even talk on the show unless y'all said my name.
Hey, Satan, can I ask
I
you a
I should have never said it.
Well, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Why are you such a little bitch?
Rudy. That's very uncalled for.
I know.
It's his time of the month, guys. You just gotta let him have it.
Who's Satan?
Yeah, especially after
yeah,
all the
Satan.
Nazi offer.
It's actually
yeah.
my time of the
friend.
Century.
Oh,
my time
God.
Of the century.
Touché.
But yeah, y'all can talk about y'all's little CERN.
Well, you come up in this conversation. You come up later, so don't worry about it.
I know. Don't you think I already know this, Rudy?
BC and AC for the devils before crap and after crap.
Yep.
Fuck you, Kristen.
Of the century.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's
so I'm really hoping Rudy can straighten some of this out because I think he's more intelligent than I am with this science.
I will try. But if your notes are all over the place, you may actually make my head bleed.
Oh, yeah. So that's the other thing. There's a lot going on with this CERN stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of conspiracy theories. I started with one thing, ended up with another. There's rabbit holes inside rabbit holes that go into other rabbit holes that have a door.
Uh-huh.
It leads to a basement.
Uh-huh.
There's another rabbit hole down
yep.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah. So, we'll just get into what is CERN. So at the end of World War II, a group of scientists from France, Italy, and Denmark came up with the idea to create a European physics laboratory. This is a way that they could share the research and share the cost of all the experiments and the laboratory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was all proposed at the 5th General Conference in Florence, Italy in 1950. I don't know what that is. That's one of those things that I just wrote down in my notes.
I don't know either.
But it's apparently these... And apparently these... I listened to a YouTuber dumb down this for me.
Uh-huh.
And he says that this all came from their website. So if
and
I
none
get,
of it was correct.
Yeah, if this is wrong, I blame this YouTuber that I
and when
plagiarized.
You say, when you say their website, you mean CERN's website.
CERN's website, right.
YouTuber,
right.
PhD.
Turns out CERN, on their website, is very open about some of the things they do. So if you really want some information, just go to their page.
Right, and I got some stuff on that later about some of the stuff.
Air quote, open.
Yeah.
Well, they call it their portal, which is another little...
joke.
Yeah. Well, conspiracy.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
In 1951, 11 countries signed an agreement to establish the European Council for Nuclear Research, which is CERN.
Right.
Some rumors say they built the facility where Apollo's temple was once.
Way back in the day.
Now, Apollo is the son of Zeus and Leto. Leto? L-E-T-O?
Uh-huh.
Leto? Whatever. And is usually known for being a god of music, truth and prophecy, healing, and the sun and light. Plagues, poetry, and a ton of other crap.
Right.
It just depends on which mythology you're looking at.
Right.
But, like, some, I think the scary stuff is, like, the plague and truth and prophecy and some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 1954, they started construction in the northwest suburb of Geneva on the Franco-Swiss border. The first particle accelerator built there was 600 million electron volt synchro cyclotron in 1957.
Okay.
The cyclotron.
So CERN's been around for a very long
while. Is it called
the
synchro cyclotron?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I think you got it.
There was a bunch of big words there. I just read through them.
And you actually nailed them the first time. That was good.
Yeah. I've been practicing.
Surprise.
I know.
I've been teaching him on the side.
Thank you for that, actually.
Hooked on devil phonics.
Yeah. Hooked on Satan.
Hooked on Satan. Oh, so many people are hooked on Satan.
I guess if you sell your soul, you can get so much out of it. So... learn to read all over again.
He's getting a little bit.
So the machine was to focus on nuclear physics, this first machine.
Right.
In 1959, they built the proton synchrotron. Proton synchrotron.
Okay.
And this would be for particle physics. One source says it can produce 28 billion electron volts. This would be used to supply particles to the newer machines. See, this is where I'm getting confused. This one supplies this one. Anyway, so we're just going to...
Just go through the history of it. And if people are interested in how many electrons all that is, they can look it up themselves.
Yeah, because this is where I'm completely stupid, but this is this was the dumbed down stuff that I found.
Right.
In 1976, they turned on the super proton synchrotron. It uses 450 billion electron volts. In 1988, they completed the tunnel for their large electron positron collider.
Who doesn't love positrons, though?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's my favorite transformer.
Who knows what positron is?
In 1990, the internet was born at CERN, apparently. Did you know that? That's where it was written, the coding for the internet.
That's
what it said in 1990.
What was the first computer? What was the first computer that brought out the software for the internet? Was it Apple?
They actually have now. Here's another thing. They said that they actually have the computer that they wrote it on. It's on display.
Really?
At their thing.
My aunt, whenever I was growing up, she had like this side room, and it was full. She hoarded a bunch of shit constantly, but in there was a little Apple computer, and it literally was like 5x5. The monitor was, and then you had the modem underneath it, and then you had the keyboard. And I thought she was cool as shit because she had an Apple computer. I didn't care that it was 5x5,
little bitty.
But I mean, whenever she booted it up, it was black on green screen.
Uh-huh.
It was cool as shit, and it was just like this little bitty thing, and you just type away, and you had to know code to get into it.
Right.
There was no, you know, click on the Windows button.
It was like all DOS.
Internet Explorer.
Yeah, there you go, DOS.
Yeah, it was literally, you had to know what to type in to get into it.
I literally have no idea what that means.
See, I always understood that the internet was created by U.S. government to send packets of information to key military installations in case of a nuclear event.
Right.
That was how I understood the internet to be created initially. So.
Well, and like, so Wikipedia said that the history of the internet begins with the development of electronic computers in the 1950s.
This would have been the time. Well.
Uh-huh. Well, it's about right. It was like 30 years before. So, and it said initial concepts of wide area networking originated in several computer science laboratories in the United States, United Kingdom, and France. And the United, the U.S. Department of Defense awarded contracts as early as the 1960s, including for the development of ARPANET?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
ARPANET, yeah.
But then it goes on later to talk about, like, the Internet Protocol Suite. Cannot speak correctly. Can't English. And and then it starts talking about research at CERN in Switzerland.
Okay, so it was probably a joint effort by lots of contracted
government agencies. Yeah, and things. So yeah.
Okay, so we solved that mystery. It's a little bit CERN. It's a little bit military.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit country. It's a little bit rock and roll.
All the above.
All the above. So in 1997, they had three experiments called CMS, Atlas, and Alice.
Okay.
It may not be CMS now that I'm thinking about it, but we're just put a pin on that. That may
it
be
is.
Wrong. It is CMS?
Yes.
Okay.
I may be on their website.
You may be. In 1998, they approved the LHC-B experiment. That's why I thought maybe my notes were wrong. So this LHC-B experiment was in preparation for the Large Hadron Collider.
Uh-huh.
On November 2nd, 2000, the Large Electron-Positron Collider was shut down so that it could be rebuilt to become the Large Hadron Collider.
Uh-huh. That we all know and love today.
Oh, we certainly do. We certainly do.
Certainly.
I was trying to work it in there.
Oh, you almost got
almost,
it.
Almost worked.
It was almost flawless.
In 2004, CERN celebrates their 50th anniversary, and they built the Pavilion building, which looks like a giant globe.
Yeah.
It's gold.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Whatever. In 2008, they started it up, and I guess it had like 4 trillion electron volts. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's just gotten stronger and stronger.
Uh-huh. They can rebuild it. They can make it stronger.
So that's the initial, like, history, the very, very basic bullet points of stuff I don't understand that's way above my pay grade.
Right.
Which we're not getting paid for this, so.
And I know in the early 2000s, it was constantly being shut down for repairs and then reopen and shut down and reopen. Well,
how many? We'll get to this little tidbit later, but apparently they had to shut it down because one time a bird dropped something inside of it.
Uh-huh. Which I don't know how they can because it's 300 feet underground.
That's what they said. And then there's a couple of different cases of animals getting in it and fucking it up.
That's so weird.
Yeah, which that's one of our why we're talking about it theories here in a little while. So do we want to just jump right into conspiracies, or do you have anything else you want to add to, like,
no, that's the kind history? Of the, that's kind of the bare bones of the history of
I
it.
I mean, that's bullet point
right.
central. We right. missed so much in between here and there.
I'm sure.
So let's start out with the big conspiracy theory, or one of the big ones that was very popular on Facebook.
Okay. Because Facebook's a reliable source for conspiracies.
It's the best.
That's, you know, we were talking about this a little bit off microphone. This is kind of the point of our show, is most of the time you get these conspiracy theories from someone that saw it on Facebook. It was posted on Facebook, or a friend knows about it. That's why we gather up everything and we try to pull it all together. But this one, there's so much to gather up.
Okay.
This is not going to be the complete story of this person that I'm about to talk about.
Got you.
So bear with me, because this one is confusing as hell. About.
Right, right, right. And because there's so many different stories, so many versions of it.
And it's the same guy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So if this varies from any version that you know, just know you're right too.
It's like, that's not the version I've heard. Well, you're probably
right.
Any little bit matches up.
Yeah, if you're right. Just know you're right.
So you found one, you're going to stick with it.
No, I found one and I was going with it. So I started another video on it and I started going with it. And then I found another video on it and realized, wait a minute, this contradicts the other two.
Right.
So just bear with me. So on July 13th, 2016, Dr. Edward Mantle was found dead in his office from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He's a renowned physicist. Fuck. Physicist.
I don't know what a fuck physicist is.
He's a fuck physicist.
That sounds interesting.
Takes a high PhD for that.
It certainly does. It certainly does. I have one of those, actually.
You have one?
Yeah, it's fuck on this PhD. Plaque on this wall right here. Can you see it? Here, let me scoop back. Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
Nope, sure can't.
Good.
Looks like the PhD looks like a lie, bro.
It's
internet bot.
It's drawn in crowns.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, though. I appreciate the craftiness.
That's all it's good for.
So he had been researching a hidden code in the movement of the neutrons.
Okay.
God damn it. From the north to the south magnetic poles.
Okay.
Again, this is going to get way sciencey out of my field. After not showing up for a few days, they checked on him to find that he was dead and that all his research had been burnt. He left a note or something. Okay, this is the other thing. Couldn't figure out if it was a note or if it was a video or if it was an audio recording. I couldn't find a video. I couldn't find an audio recording. I could just find videos of people talking about it in a robot voice.
So allegedly he left something behind to explain?
With a confession.
Okay.
But all his research was burned.
Okay.
Which makes no sense to me. Why would you confess and burn your... Okay, whatever.
The only thing I can think of is you knew you were getting into something you shouldn't have, so you burned the research so nobody else could have it.
Right.
That's the only thing I could think of.
So, in this... whatever, he claims to work for CERN.
Uh-huh.
He dumbs it down for me and says that he works with very small particles and how they interact with one another at very high speeds.
Okay.
That's how he dumbed it down.
Right. Right.
He says January 15th, 2014, he was just a normal scientist working at CERN. Him and other scientists lived on the campus and they would only leave to like visit home or go out,
right.
Basically. He goes on to talk about the Large Hadron Collider and how it isn't meant for what it's built for. Instead, it was to open a doorway.
Which now I believe if you go to their website, they admit that. They admit that they're looking to opening portals to other dimensions.
We may have to look at... Because, to be honest, I didn't even pull up their website once, even though I found a bunch of research that said, oh, this is on their website.
Right. Yeah, a lot of it is on their website.
He claims that the idea for this came in the 1960s when they were trying to hide the UFO phenomenon. They were trying to figure out if UFOs came from space, came from another time, or if it was just mass hysteria.
Right. Little side note. CERN has come out and admitted that if ghosts existed, they would have found them already.
They would?
Yeah, they would have.
They would have. CERN would have found them.
Yeah, they posted a little article. I guess people were, hey, have you found ghosts? Do you know if ghosts exist? And they came out and wrote a little article basically saying, if they existed, we'd have found them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of cocky, too.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Very. Yeah.
If it would have been a thing, of course we'd have found them already. We're that good.
Yeah.
So he explains that our universe is but one page in a large book.
Uh-huh,
think of a closed book sitting on a table. You can see each page stacked on top of one another, bound by the spine, and sandwiched between two covers. He says our universe is but one page in a vast and all-encompassing book, and our page is certainly not the only one with rich, in-depth thought and writing committed to it. Every page in the book represents a different dimension, each with its own unique writing, own unique story, own unique way of isolating itself from the other pages. No page was to interact with the other, just as no ink bleeds from one page to another in a standard book.
Right.
No fucking way. What was our one? What our anonymous caller?
Oh, the Dr. Glenn Johnson. Okay, so we got. I don't want to give anything away because I'd love for everyone to go listen to that adventure we went on with the Dr. Glenn Johnson. I don't want to give away anything. But he kind of said stuff like this. And as I was reading this, it did remind me of all that.
It's probably where he got it from was this story.
Yeah. I need to talk to the doctor and see.
Because, I mean, it was. Imagine yourself one paper.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff universe. Like that.
I mean, it was. That's why I was like, wait a minute, I've heard this.
I think
I was
that's like episode 24, 25, 20. Uh-huh. It's a two-parter, and we go on a little
venture down a rabbit hole.
It's like, do you know Doc? It's like, do you know Cerna? I think I may know Cerna or CERN. I keep saying Cerna because
we have Cerna. We have people that we know with
but
the last CERN, name
Cerna. I'm like, oh, I think I've heard about CERN, and then I started thinking more, and I was like, nope, I just know Dr. Glenn Johnson.
The good
that
doctor.
Motherfucker has fucked with me before, so yes, I know.
On a side note, you should go listen to the Waffle Sunday podcast. It has nothing to do with Dr. Glenn Johnson, but
maybe.
Nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink.
So in the 1980s, we basically wanted to mess with other pages.
Uh-huh.
It's how he kind of describes it. And it was thought that with enough force concentrated into a small area the size of a pinprick, we could theoretically tear our page and get a glimpse into the next page.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Boom. This is totally where he had gotten it.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, to a T. Now that I'm listening to it, it's like deja vu. Because when we had that whole entire episode going on where we were dealing with the Dr. Glenn Johnson, when I heard this and how they had sent it to us, it was mind-blowing. And you were like, yeah, this is totally right. Yeah, this could happen. Oh, my God. Like, this person has it figured out. And
now you know where he got the story.
Now I know. Yep. Son of a...
So the European Union, United States, and China were told about the plans to build a huge machine that would enable them to open this door to another dimension. All they wanted to do was open and shut the door to prove that they could.
Right.
The governments apparently got excited about the energy sources and weapons that might be on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Of course. That's what it always comes down to. Right. Energy and weapons. Most of the scientists were kept in the dark about the true intentions. Now remember, we're still talking about, this is everything from that doctor.
Right.
Okay, this is all what he's
the
saying.
The good dead doctor.
The good dead... No, wait.
He now shot we're... himself, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about...
No. Don't worry. I'm not going to spoil anything.
So, Edward Mantle, that's the guy.
Uh-huh.
Was one of the scientists in a group called The Family.
Uh-huh.
And knew what the actual tests were for. Long story short, after a normal day of testing, they got ready to do the real test.
Right.
So this is, we're skipping
all the little mundane BS right. that they normally would have done.
It was in a basement-like facility under the normal facility they called the living room.
Uh-huh.
They had tried these tests every 6 months for the past 10 years with no results. They boosted the settings and power to a higher function than they ever used before. Everything appeared fine until a flash of light. The entire team started to sound off to make sure everyone was okay. Everyone sounded off except for the leader of the family, which was a woman, but they called her Father.
Yeah, that was the title, was Father. Yeah.
So Father was gone, but her clothes and all her items were sitting in the chair.
Yep.
She vanished.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is the part that's... really starts getting mixed up and confusing. If I'm understanding everything, this has actually opened a black hole and it started to take our planet or something. It caused a disaster. And CERN also had plans for time travel that we skipped over.
Right.
So from my understanding, the scientist went back and was actually the one who planted the weasel that caused the malfunction in the particle collider in April 2016.
Oh.
Apparently he says something about that giving us 3 more years at least before they got it built back up. Right.
Okay.
Apparently there are articles that say this man never existed in the timeline because he died a long time ago. And then I don't know. This one.
No, seriously, his story gets really confusing.
I know, but
after
it's just
this.
Funny. Oh, my head just immediately was like, shut down.
There's stories about him being the time traveler, and that's why, like, if you look up this man's name, apparently he doesn't exist at all, and it's because he's not from this time.
Right, he's not born yet.
Yeah, he's the guy that took the pictures in that one video, on that one picture that Array circulating around the time traveler man.
Oh, there's always time traveler.
Yeah,
pictures.
There's always time travelers.
The Mike Tyson fight and stuff like that. But so what do you know? Can you add anything to this one? Because this one, once I got to the point to
that
where it got...
still.
Yeah, I just... I gave up.
The only thing I could really throw in is when they had the meeting before the tests with Father and the family, they were going to set everything at a level that was way higher.
Right.
Than they had initially tried, and the one physicist was like doing the math in her head and going, this is not going to work. We're going to blow the machine up.
It like it changed the temperature when they hit that. It changed the temperature in the room.
Like it would go like way, like spiked way up.
Yeah, it caused a bunch of crazy stuff. So
right. Everything always reminds me of the Fly movie. Everything does. Every time we talk about time travel or anything,
you think
weird
of those pods?
With machines. I think about the pod, and I think about him turning into the Fly Man. And I'm like,
Brindlefly. So okay, but. This one was talking about the black hole and that the Earth was destroyed. So that's why he had to time travel back. Do you remember?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that part.
So, yeah, like the Earth was on a collision course for this black hole, and that's right. Why he time traveled back.
Here's what I understand about the black hole myth with CERN, is even if they do collide these particles and it does create a miniature black hole.
Well, that's kind of what they're trying to do is... one thing I saw was saying something that they were trying to recreate the Big Bang, basically.
Here's the problem.
On Earth.
Here's the problem with that theory. There's not enough mass for it to have a sustainable black hole.
Right.
I mean, whenever you have a black hole in space, it's because something the size of a sun collapsed on itself. All that matter in one little spot, that's what creates the black hole.
Right.
When you have...
Well, okay, now that sounds weird, because if you're saying that something the size of the sun, right. I mean, that's... The sun's huge, so
right.
Yeah, that's why you would have a black hole.
Then you'd think there would almost be like multiple suns out there, like our planets.
Black holes.
It kind of the size of it kind of collapsed. But I mean, I get what you're saying. Like the black hole, it's
right.
That's how big they are. But you would think something would be there.
Well, he's
to
saying
collapse,
like, okay, the sun, if it caused a black hole, it would be enormous. But they're doing it on such a small scale, it's going to make like a quarter size.
When you take something the size of a sun and reduce it down to something the size of a pinhead, that's when you get a black hole that sustains itself. You have all that matter in one spot.
Gotcha. But now,
but if you have an atom and you create a black hole with it, it basically fizzles out in no time.
Yeah,
kind of like
it doesn't have any energy behind
it. Would you consider a star?
Exactly.
Would you consider a star kind of like that? Because I mean, you never really see a star burn out, and so I mean, it just kind of just.
Well, that's just it. They either burn out in supernova, or they burn out and collapse on itself and turn into a black hole. That's the only two things that they know of that suns do when they die off.
Again, this is more science than I can handle.
Y'all have completely lost me.
For people who think that CERN's going to create a black hole, they're not. You cannot create a sustainable black hole with atoms. They do not last.
They're
long.
Not powerful enough.
No.
So
to cause no. that,
I mean,
not, last, it's not the Big Bang theory. Pretty much,
they last microseconds.
But see,
if they do create them,
even no matter how many you put together.
Well, it doesn't matter. You'd have to condense.
So you'd have to have something big enough. What you're saying is you have to have something as big as the sun in order to make what they
a
want to make.
Black
yeah,
hole,
think,
right.
Think about how big that battery is of energy compared to a Duracell little bitty.
Good luck getting it up there. We can't even get a man to the moon.
Okay. Anyways.
On that note.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So says you.
So this theory is saying that they were trying to open this doorway to other dimensions,
right.
But open up a black hole. But it never really touches on, did we open a dimension, a doorway to another dimension in the process?
My understanding is they were able to do something. They were able to get to the energy levels they wanted and then shut it down. And then that's when the chick disappeared. But as far as an actual portal, no, they never really say.
You know, and it never really says where she went.
She just vanished.
You know what it sounds like to me?
I bet she went to hell.
I bet you she
did. I bet she went straight to my dimension.
Can you confirm?
I'm not going to confirm nothing.
She's probably still trying
to... You will neither confirm nor deny?
I will not confirm nor deny.
Well, what's the point?
And I'll have a big grin on my face.
What's the point of having you around?
To make the show better, duh. Everyone, have you not
you know
noticed
why?
That everyone loves the show
him.
Now that I'm on the show?
He doesn't want to admit avoidance where somebody wants like, oh, God, that's what he looks like? Send me back up.
Fuck you, Kristen. Fuck you.
This bitch is ugly.
Say he's not as pretty as they say he is.
This is what I gave everything for.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I don't know. That's this whole story, though.
Right.
You want to take a break and we'll come back and get into some of the other craziness?
Sure. Do that.
We will be right back.
Yes. No clips. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, no clips.
That's
weird.
Yeah.
It's a dragon! Well, I know. My thing can beat your thing.
Are you serious? A toaster can beat a dragon?
Toasters can get really hot.
Dragons breathe fire.
To see how this and other battles end, find My Thing Can Beat Your Thing on iTunes and Google Play, and send your thing sightings to @thingbeatsthing on Twitter. For MTCBYT News, I'm a news person.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. We also have a sister show, Splurch, where we dive into the world of comics and all the crazy aspects of life. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud. Are you YouTube channel, visit our site, Parlapod.com, and consider supporting our Patreon for some really cool rewards and exclusive content. Check us out on PodcastRadioNetwork.net every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the conversation on Twitter by following @Parlapod. We'll see you in the swamps.
In the swamps. In the swamps.
Bet.
Children, behave. We're back.
Yes, sir.
You stopped fighting.
She kicked me.
Do I have to put you both in timeout?
She kicked me. I don't think you could.
I enjoy the violence. I've always said that we don't have enough violence on this show.
Well, I just got whacked in the face with the microphone, so I think we're good now.
Yeah, there wasn't enough blood.
And see, I enjoy the
Well,
abuse,
then,
so.
I vote for you to be that.
Me too. I kind of dig that kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
This is the only time I'm going to agree with you.
I literally can't.
We should do a high five.
No.
You know, I saw about something really funny.
What?
If Satan, or if virgins are like the ultimate holy thing, then Satan never gets a virgin.
Why would he?
Ew. You always get at least sloppy seconds.
I want an experienced person. I don't want to limit myself to women either.
Experienced Satan.
Sloppy seconds. No. I don't need the inexperienced, don't know how to do nothing. I want them to be veterans.
You know what that means, don't you? That means that you don't control anything.
I control everything. That's why I get veterans.
Okay, so,
Satan's into S&M. Faux show.
Pre-used. He's into thriftiness.
So, let's get back into CERN.
Yeah, this could go very, very bad if we keep on this conversation.
Real fast.
Satan's sex life.
So, let's go ahead and talk about how this ties into the Mandela Effect, which, ooh, let's go ahead and promote that our 75th episode is coming up.
Mandela Harder.
We're going to Mandela Effect Part 2, uh-huh. Mandela Harder.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that'll be our milestone 75th episode. But let's talk about how CERN connects to this. Because
uh-huh.
we've talked... Okay, it'll be our second time talking about the Mandela Effect, but right. we've actually talked on it on a couple of After Darks.
Are we going to do a game show?
No.
Thank God.
We'll do a game
Why?
Show soon. We'll do a game show
I
soon.
I like game shows. They're fun.
We'll do one. It's a lot of work on me, but we'll do one soon, I promise.
Who cares about your work? I just want to play a game show. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we just... I'll get the whip out and make his ass get busy on putting a game together.
He just likes whips.
You know, well, I'm not going to say... I want to say it, but I don't want to say it in this episode because it's going to open up a whole new can of worms. I don't want to.
And don't.
Well, now I feel like you kind of have to.
No.
They said that Trump's going to release the JFK files.
You're dead.
There's still stuff that's missing.
Yeah, let's talk about that later. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Don't do it because it's not even all there. So, like I said, this is part of the Mandela Effect stuff. When... I guess in 2012, CERN... fired up the
Hadron Collider.
Yeah, and it made us merge with parallel universes. We were merged, and this is why the whole Mandela Effect thing. Mandela Effect. I guess I need to explain that. If you don't know what the Mandela Effect is,
you've been living under a rock.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to this show. this is obviously Mandela'd. Your first show to listen to. Mandela. So it's basically two people remember something completely different, like. Most of the time, it's pop culture references that people uh-huh. remember.
Uh-huh.
So, Bernstein Bears and...
Bernstein Bears.
Bernstein Bears is like the big go-to in the Mandela Effect stuff. So, some people remember it spelt with A. Some people remember it spelt with E.
Uh-huh.
So, that's the Mandela Effect.
And the reason why it's called the Mandela Effect is because some people remember Nelson Mandela dying in the 80s. But he died in 2014-ish? Cool. 2014 or 15?
Nelson Mandela, the president of... What was he the president of?
He's some country in Africa. Yeah. He's a big peacekeeper and all this good stuff. And...
But yeah, so that's where it comes from. But everyone knows the Bernstein Bears. Isn't that funny? Right. It should be called the Bernstein Effect.
Right.
It's funny that you say that, though, because literally, like, not even 2 days ago, I was on Snapchat, maybe? And that's all I think about that. And it was, and I swear to you, like, I have books, and I swear it's an E-I. Like, it's an E, it's not an A. Room. Like, the A is just not right.
On our next break, I'll show you my book.
So, this is like, basically, when 2012 is when the worlds merged, and it's all due to CERN trying. Now, I guess this could be because they did an experiment that went wrong, or it could be because they were trying to open up a gateway.
Or this is what they intended to do anyway.
Who knows?
Right.
This could be like trying to peek into the other universe, and it just went completely wrong.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of theories on this one, so I didn't write down a bunch of information because there's just a bunch of ideas.
Right.
But one theory I saw that was pretty interesting and is topical.
Uh-huh.
So one theory I heard, because of all these disasters, you know, that we're having with the hurricanes, with earthquakes, what else has happened? Fires?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the wildfires in California.
Is there something else that I'm missing?
Just the typical, you know, doomsday
hurricanes,
stuff.
Earthquake, wildfires.
So all this is happening all at once is because the two worlds that merged weren't completely synced up, and this is trying to correct the problems. Think of it as a Final Destination with Death coming in and, like, did you ever see the Final Destination movies?
Yeah.
You know how Death isn't actually in the movie, but it's what's causing these people to die?
Only the Earth is trying to correct itself.
The Mother Nature.
Right.
Is trying to correct everything because we're on, I don't know, it was a really weird, hard theory to follow, but that's, I tried to dumb it down. And that's what it was, is that this is all happening, and this is all CERN's fault. This all is at the core CERN's fault.
I like to blame everything on CERN. Like the Malaysia flight, I'm going to blame on CERN. Because we can't explain that one.
It may be, okay, so it's either Mandela or CERN.
Right, right.
That's our two scapegoats for everything. And even Mandela is the CERN.
Right, so if you want to get down to the where Mandela came from, we just look at CERN.
Right. So we'll move on to another topic, another theory.
Right.
They are trying to open a portal to hell to get demons or awaken Osiris or Nimrod.
Yes.
So a little bit, I didn't really know who Osiris and Nimrod were.
Nimrod, I know, was the guy who created the Tower of Babel.
Yeah. So
nailed it.
According to the Book of Genesis and the Book of Chronicles, he is the son of Cush.
Uh-huh.
And
everyone loves Cush.
Well, you're funny.
Sorry.
He's the great grandson of Noah. And in some Jewish and Islamic stories, Nimrod is evil and is a man who sets his will against that of God. In others, he proclaims himself a god and is worshipped as such.
Right.
So that's Nimrod. So there,
which I found kind of interesting. You know, when you call somebody a Nimrod, just how deep the implications really are.
Yeah, well, see, and when I think of Nimrod, I think of the X-Men. There's a sentinel-type robot called a Nimrod that's really difficult to kill or to stop.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. If you watch Days of Future Past, the X-Men Days of Future Past movie, that's the Nimrods coming after him.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And then Osiris, you know, he is the Egyptian lord of the underworld, and he is the judge of the dead. He is the brother husband to Isis. So I guess he married his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They were kind of loose and fun with the marriages back in the day.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Incest is best.
No.
fun
for them. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is one of the most important gods of ancient Egypt. The name Osiris is the Latinized form of the Egyptian Usar.
Uh-huh.
Which is interpreted as powerful or mighty. So I don't know if we want these guys coming up, but that's one of the theories that goes along with...
To go along with that, there's also a very convoluted theory about they found some kind of spirit prison on Saturn.
Oh, I'm not even familiar with this one.
And that CERN is trying to open a wormhole or gateway to that area to allow them to come here.
Oh, okay.
Because you remember, well, you may not have remembered, but a while back, NASA posted these photos of a hexagon shape on the surface of the, like, northern pole of Saturn.
Oh, see, I'm not familiar with any of this.
The way the weather was going on Saturn, it created this odd, like, hex shape.
I'm just familiar with the worms on Saturn.
Right. There's always worms on Saturn.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah. But supposedly they're trying to open up a portal to this spirit world that's located on Saturn.
Okay.
Which is why in some of the CERN, like, imagery and stuff, they use Saturn as a logo.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of logo stuff, you want to... Because I forgot to look into this.
Oh, yeah, the main logo for CERN supposedly is 666, just done in a circular formation.
Okay, let's
Google CERN logo real quick.
So it's the main, like, circle, and it has three lines coming off of it, which each line, if you follow it and trace it out, makes a six. So that's three sixes. Now, there's other lines coming off of the logo.
Right.
But that is the focal point.
They want to focus on that. Those that three coming out.
Why, literally, when I look at that is all I see.
It's 666 now?
It's 666.
Yeah.
How can you not, like, get out?
So, all we're doing now is adding up a bunch of really weird... You know what this reminds me a lot of?
What's that?
The Denver International Airport. All the really weird things that just stack up. But it's not 100% like, I can prove that there's something weird here. It's just a lot of really, like, why... What are these choices?
Right. Another one that ties into Denver is they have that odd statue.
Yeah.
CERN has an odd statue.
Well, let's get into... Should we take a quick break and then get into it?
Sure.
Because I think... Let me make sure that's next on my list. That's not next on my list, but...
But...
We will come back and get into that one, and I've got one more theory, too, to add to it. So, let's take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the statue.
Rising from the depths of a state called Michigan, two inebriated dorks prepare their plan for intergalactic domination, mixing their extensive knowledge of geek culture with their insatiable thirst for alcohol. These two man-children bring you a show like you've never heard before. They will tell you tales from faraway lands and have you questioning their taste in beer. But make no mistake, friend, for the best coverage of your favorite comics, films, and TV shows, there's no better source for you to get your fix. So listen up, strap in, and prepare yourself as Jake and Tom conquer the world.
It was Paul Hellyer, the former Canadian Minister of Defense, that said, UFOs are as real as airplanes flying overhead. And here at the Our Strange Skies podcast, we're going to take that seriously. Starting in January, we'll be looking into UFO events, incidents, and myths that make up our American identity, from the pre-Roswell era to the post-Roswell era. We'll be covering some of the lesser-known incidents, like the Aztec UFO crash of 1948, John Everill's colonial UFO encounter, and Robert Richardson's 1967 brush with the Men in Black. We'll also be covering some of the more well-known incidents, like the Roswell crash, and doing in-depth profiles on people like J. Allen Hynek, Sergeant Clifford Stone, and many more. Look out for the Our Strange Skies podcast in January. In the meantime, don't forget to look up, because you never know what you'll find in Our Strange Skies. In Gray we trust.
So we are back, and we're going to talk about a possible sacrifice?
So I've heard.
Ooh, tell me more.
No, you already know about it.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I know about it, but that doesn't mean I don't want to hear more about it.
You've basically confirmed what we all feared.
That ain't confirmed
nothing.
Wait.
No, hold on. They sacrificed this person to Shiva, not you.
Shiva, Satan.
No.
Isn't it pretty close to
saying? No. You don't create, you just destroy, and you're an asshole.
Yeah, but what? You know what? I'll just wait. When y'all get to the afterlife, you will figure everything out.
Or not.
I don't want to give away too many things. Okay, so.
Well, that's because you suck.
Toby, can you just get with information? Just tell the story.
Okay.
Thank you, Satan.
I'm glad you need his permission.
I know. I think he was just trying to avoid the questions y'all were throwing at him.
Yeah.
So, on August 11, 2016, a video was posted on YouTube called Murder at CERN.
Uh-huh.
Disturbing Human Sacrifice Videos Surfaces.
Uh-huh.
It was claimed to be posted to a pagan tribute Facebook page, and it was mostly in Arabic. Arabic?
Yeah.
Didn't I say that last time?
Yes. Arabic.
Arabic?
Now, we'll go with Arabic.
Arabic? Wait, what is it now?
Hashtag illiterate.
Arabic.
It's Arabic.
Arabic.
Yes.
Arabic. This happened in front of the Shiva statue between buildings 39 and 40.
Uh-huh.
In 2004, this statue symbolizing Shiva's cosmic dance of creation and destruction was given to CERN by the Indian government to celebrate the research center's long association with India.
I can barely hear her. Is her mic on?
Did you clip it off?
So all that time we couldn't hear her earlier.
No, she was on earlier.
Oh, okay.
Are you on now?
Yeah, now she's good. There.
Building 39 is kind of like a hotel for the CERN employees.
Uh-huh.
It's not open to the public.
Right.
It's just for CERN. Not, I can't say employees.
Well,
but they work with CERN.
That's one detail they wanted to point out was in order to get to that part particularly, you have to have CERN access. It's not open to everyone.
To like second, third party.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was late at night, so nobody would need to be there.
Right. So building 40 mm-hmm. is just like basically office space.
Right.
For everyone to work out of. The claim is that the video was recorded from the third floor of building 40. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It shows about 8 to 10 hooded figures surrounding the statue. Like they slowly come up and a woman takes off her robe and revealing that she's wearing a white dress. It's a hooded robe and everything. They're all hooded. She ends up laying on the ground, and they kind of do like a little ritual, like everyone sits down, and there's one, he holds up a shiny object, and it does shine in the light.
It has a glint to it, yes.
And he quickly stabs down into the woman's chest. Or, well, it looks more like the abdomen.
It looks like it's right below where the heart would be on the left side.
Yeah.
And she flinches.
Yes. And, like, she reaches for it. Like, she moves and everything. Uh-huh. It's really odd. The man who's recording it starts screaming, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
And yeah, he freaks out and, like, shuts the camera off.
And he takes off running, and he ends up... Okay, so in Building 40, they have, like, a big mural.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up seeing that as the very last second. So that's why people know that it's at least Building 40.
Right.
And maybe around the second or third floor.
Right.
Some people believe that this is completely a prank, and that the guy filming has something to do with these people, because if you look in the reflection of the window, you can see him where he's filming from. He kind of looks like he might have a hood on, like the rest of them.
Right.
It's not confirmed, but to me, I mean, it looked like it could have been just a t-shirt.
Right.
I mean, it could be either way. But yeah, by the end of the clip, he does seem like he's terrified and he's running. Who knows? So, Snopes claims that this video is fake, and CERN has said that the video is fake by visitors from the summer, saying that they were just a bunch of people that had a bad sense of humor.
I have a question, though. If it's fake, why hasn't the woman who was sacrificed come out and made her own, like, why hasn't CERN grabbed her and been like, make a quick little video saying, hey, look, here I am, I'm okay.
Let me, there's a something I found.
Okay.
That was pretty unique.
Okay.
Concerning her.
Let's Let's hear it.
Now, this video was uploaded in 2016.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
One YouTuber believes that this video was filmed on March 26, 2013, and may have been a woman named Olivia Stuttgart? Stuttgart?
Okay.
Stuttgart, Stuttgart, G-A-R-T.
Stuttgart.
So this YouTuber found that she was missing, and last seen in a black hooded coat. Is that where?
Uh-huh.
She was in the area and was reported to the... She was reported missing to the police in Switzerland.
Hmm. Was she an employee there? Just a regular person?
She had three tattoos. I'm not sure if these are the same tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Or two different ones. Or like if it's one tattoo combined or two different ones. But apparently she had a triangle and a pagan symbol.
Okay.
So...
What pagan symbol?
I don't know.
Didn't say?
Well, there was actually a picture of her tattoos. I don't know. I didn't look into it. So this guy is claiming that this girl is her, but I don't know how she's connected, if she was working there, if she was, what she was doing in the area.
Huh.
But I didn't search for a name.
Right.
But the girl is blonde. She's slender looking like the girl in the video.
Right.
The girl is blonde. I don't know. I mean, what if it's an old video?
They just posted it.
Someone found it, or yes, I don't know. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's fake. I'm just saying.
When did the statue get there?
2004. The statue was donated.
It's been a while. Okay. I was gonna say, well, if the statue was donated this time, you know.
Yeah, but there's a big window of
right.
So that's the. Now, if you go watch this video, it looks kind of convincing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks real.
So, but yeah, that's the sacrificing.
Yep.
And I love sacrifices.
I know you do.
That was a good story. Can you tell me another one before I go to bed?
It doesn't involve you, though.
Death and destruction. I don't care. Death and destruction.
Well, also creation.
Then, but
nothing got created there.
I was going to say, yeah, he beat me to it.
I don't know. You know. Did nothing get created? We don't know what's really going on.
I'm not going to tell.
I hate that guy.
So, do you want to hear my last thing I have on this?
Sure.
Apparently CERN published on their website an article about discovering an ancient particle accelerator on Mars.
Right.
This is on CERN's website. So NASA also says that there's volcanoes on
Mars.
Mars.
Yeah.
I didn't read the article, but either CERN or the theorists believe it is a 2,000 kilometers in circumference particle accelerator. Okay? Now, the NASA thing I threw in there, because
right.
that's going to come up in just a second. This would be 75 times larger than the Hadron Collider on Earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The pyramids of Giza?
Giza? Yeah.
Giza?
Yeah, Giza.
The pyramids of Giza may have been the antenna to run it remotely, is what CERN claims.
Mm.
But on April 4th, they wrote another article saying, did we fool you, and claimed it was an April Fool's story.
Well, they claim that because they initially published it on April Fool's Day.
Right.
Along with another article with a lot of Star Wars drops in it.
Oh, really?
They did two articles that day. One with like a bunch of Star Wars stuff in it, and then the Mars one.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the conspiracy theorists think that they did the Mars one to cover their tracks. They wanted to publish it, but then they could turn around and go, oh, this is an April Fool's joke, right. Man. Don't worry about it too much.
Kind of test the water, see how everyone took it.
Right.
So I may be wrong on all this. There are three volcanoes on Mars lined up in a row like the pyramids on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And the stars in Orion's belt. You know, the three stars in Orion's belt?
Yeah.
Exactly the same. And it's also exactly the same way the detectors are lined up in the Large Hadron Collider.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a little bit of a coincidence that all these structures, all these three structures, have two that start with the same letter. Like the two larger ones start with the same letter. And I'm about to give you the examples. And then the smaller one of the structure of the three is always got a different name. So I think the stars on Orion's belt are called Mentica, Alaninaline.
I have no idea.
Al Neelan and Al Nit.
Okay.
So it's two Al's and a Min.
Right.
Okay. So the volcanoes on Mars have been named Pavonius, Arcticus, and Aricia.
So two
A's, one
and an
P.
R. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The pyramids are Menkaure. What's the main one? Khufu? Khufu?
Khufu.
Khufu. And Karifka. Anyways,
yeah.
two K's and an M. And CERN The detectors are LHC-B and Alice and Atlas.
Huh.
Two A's. They just all...
That is very strange.
Eh, it could be a coincidence. Who knows?
I don't believe in coincidences.
No, you don't. So anyways, but yeah, the whole thing is CERN posted it saying, hey, look at this.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple days later was like, no, it was just a joke. But
right.
Then all those things line up.
Right.
That are similar. I don't know. I don't know what to take of all of this. This is all the stuff I have on it. There was a lot more that I could have gone into.
Oh, there's a lot more with CERN.
We may have to do a part two one day.
Yeah.
This is just us putting a bunch of randomness together.
One thing I did notice was that it seems that a lot of religious groups are not too keen on CERN either. Especially
really?
The Christians.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Watched several documentaries on CERNs where the people talking about CERN, definitely you could tell they were hardcore Bible folk.
Really?
Who did not appreciate CERN
at
all. They really were worried that they were trying to open up a port. But they kept going, you know, well, we're not trying to scare you. We're just saying they might be trying to open a portal to hell. It's like, well, how the fuck are you trying not to scare anyone if that's the case, man?
Don't worry, but we're going to try to open up a portal and ruin everyone's lives.
Yeah, it's like, we're not using scare tactics. We're not doing clickbait. It's like, that's exactly what you've done.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're doing. The fact that you have to preface it with that means that was your intention to begin with.
So what do you think? What are your final thoughts on the CERN mess? Is there something going on?
Oh, there's always something going on. It's just, what are they doing?
Right. There's something more than just the
smashing of particles.
Harmless smashing of particles.
Right.
Like, do you think there's something deeper that we don't understand or don't know about?
Here's something weird. I watch a show called Mr. Robot.
Okay.
Okay. On USA.
I've been told I should watch it. It's
this
very good,
season, they opened with a Large Hadron Collider.
Really?
And in one part, one of the main chicks starts talking about, if you could go back and redo it, would you? And it's a conversation that comes completely out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what is she talking about? And then I'm like, holy crap, they were talking about, they showed the Large Hadron Collider at the beginning. And I was like, holy God, are they going to go somewhere with this or what? You know, it opens up a whole new slew of questions for the show.
Right.
So are they putting it in the show to show you that what they might be doing, you know, over
one
there?
One of the theories?
Because everyone knows that Hollywood has a hand in what goes on in the world.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of give you a preview of what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm wondering if CERN's up to something now.
What do you ladies think? Do y'all think that there's anything suspicious going on with HARP? I was about to say HARP.
HARP.
With CERN?
I feel like it could go either way. It's really interesting, and I wish I actually would have done research this time.
Yeah. It's a lot of just here and there theories.
Right.
And they're similar, but then they're different.
But it's enough to kind of grab your attention.
Yeah.
I feel like I got way too lost in the science of it all, and I just couldn't.
There's too much. There's too much going on, it seems like.
See, the science of it, I thought, was more entertaining than the theories about it. I like the science of it.
But you understand it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
We're dummies.
You at least have a grasp on it. Like, I was reading some of that stuff, like, while y'all were talking, and it made my head hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't.
I texted Rudy last night, because I was still cramming for this one today. I texted Rudy last night at, what, like, 2 o'clock in the morning and said, my head hurts.
Yeah.
This is too much.
Like, when you started talking about all that stuff, like, I literally was just like, no, you lost me, like, 2 seconds into it.
Hey,
I
won't be mad at any of our listeners that's like, I blanked out for a second while I was hearing you talk about the history of stuff, because I did too as I was reading it.
Right.
I just blanked out and went with it. But do you think there's something weird?
Yeah, I do.
Anything in particular? Do you think they're trying to open a gateway to hell? Or
oh, absolutely. Hands down. Yep. That's it.
How do you think I'm here?
It explains so much now.
Yeah, it really does.
Kristen, you got anything?
No.
No, not at all? You don't even want to say that it's a thing?
Nope. Huh? Nothing.
Well, I kind of think there's something going on, but at the same time, I feel like it's all really coincidence on some of the things. No, no. Just really weird coincidence. I know you hate coincidence.
I hate that word.
There's no such thing as a coincidence.
Thank you.
I feel like there's probably experiments that we don't know about more, because if you're going to build a facility that big and that expensive and have
You're doing stuff.
You're doing stuff, But I don't think they're trying to open up a wormhole to Saturn or to the next universe next to
us. I think that was my favorite Looney one, was trying to open up a portal to Saturn to some spirit prison.
I wish I would have found that one, because I would have loved that one.
Oh, yeah, that one was fun. That one was fun to listen to.
But yeah, I really find it hard to believe that, I don't know, some of it, let's say this, I want to believe in it all.
Uh-huh.
I want to believe in every bit of it.
Right.
I don't want to omit any part of it either.
See, their original purpose was to find the God particle, the Higgs boson.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. They took that theory and they made it a reality. It's a thing.
Right.
What are they doing now? Because that was its initial purpose, was to find this particle. And they found it. Now what are they going to do with all that equipment?
Yeah, it's like, well, we got this sitting here.
Let's dial it up to 11 and open some portals, ladies and gents. Come on.
Basically, it's like they're there to push the limits and see what exactly they can do.
Yeah.
Which is borderline scary in its own right. Like,
no, man, that's what science is. Gotta sacrifice a few people.
That's what we've always done that, though, with any kind of science or any machine that we've made.
Right.
We've made it better just to see if we can.
Yeah.
Just think of your computer hardware. Like, hard drives and stuff used to be small, and we were like, well, can we make it bigger but smaller? Bigger and smaller.
Can we make it smaller and more powerful?
Yeah.
Sure can.
What can we do? Can we be in the future and use touchscreen? Sure.
Well, heck, even something as simple as a refrigerator, we've been able to
upgrade,
fine-tune and upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I think that's one thing. I think you're right on that, is what are they doing now that they've done everything that they wanted to do with
it? Uh-huh. Exactly.
So, that's my thoughts, though. But... I would love to hear what everyone else thinks.
Right.
I mean, you know, we got voicemails and stuff. And
if anybody else has heard of something real nutty that's gone on with CERN, I'd like to know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Leave us a voicemail or hit us on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it for this episode. But we should ask Pink Jesus.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We need to ask our friend Pink Jesus.
I'm not a big fan of his.
We know.
We don't care.
Pink Jesus is a kind of an 8-ball type of object that I found out of Goodwill.
Isn't it kind of contradictory to have a magic 8-ball Pink Jesus?
That's what makes it so great.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to ask, is there something suspicious going on at CERN?
I swear if he says ask my dad, I'm going to smack him.
he does have some very religious type answers. So let's see. I've shaken him. I've turned him upside down. And
I hope it says
ask my dad. Dude, it says let me ask my dad. I'm not even joking. It says it right here.
That's so great.
So
it did
just as bad as Satan when it comes to his vague answers.
Did it just to spite you.
Right.
I think you don't know that me and Pink Jesus actually are homies.
You probably are.
I actually changed all his sides of his die to say, let me ask my dad. So, yeah.
Thanks. I wouldn't put it past you.
No, I wouldn't either.
But anyways, that's CERN.
Yep. Not in a nutshell, because there's so much more.
Yes, yes. But yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Ta-da.
Yay.
All right, that's it. Say bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Toodaloo.
We'd like to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. And if you would, make sure you are subscribed to us on Apple Podcasts or, as it used to be known as, iTunes. You can also subscribe to us on Google Play, Stitcher, the Satchel app, a bunch of other places. So make sure you're subscribed to us, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and help us get to 100 reviews. We're sitting at around 64 right now, and I'd love to see us have at least 100. That'd be amazing. At least before we get to our 100th episode. That'd be great. We are part of the Dark Myths Collective. It's a bunch of awesome podcasts. There's Twilight Histories, Nighttime, The Conspirators, Rumor Flies, The Wicked Library, Zing This, The Eastern Border, Blurry Photos, Not Alone, The Mad Scientist Podcast, Twisted Philly, History of Pirates, Astonishing Legends, a bunch of great shows. Go listen to one of them. I'm not even getting half of the shows that are a part of this amazing group. So go to darkmyths.org and check out one of the shows that I might have just mentioned, or any other show. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Trans Pod. We post all the time, so come follow us, see what we're talking about, see what we're posting. You can send us an email, secrettransmission@hotmail.com. You can like our Facebook page, And we also have a secret Facebook group. It is called Secret Transmissions Secret Group. So come join us. You can chit-chat with us, see some behind-the-scenes stuff, share articles, whatever you want. You can leave us a voicemail, 304-602-7444. And I've got a voicemail, and I meant to play it on last week's episode. Completely forgot. I'm an idiot. So here is that voicemail.
Hey, guys. Check it out. It's Shaggy. I just got through listening to y'all's Halloween spooktacular. Good stuff. I would like to point out a couple things. Now, y'all mentioned reptilians, and I think there's a good chance that a lot of that could be, you know, connected to the whole alien abduction stuff as well. You know, every time they see these, you know, reptilian-like creatures. But something I noticed, too, I'm kind of a comic book nerd myself, and I watched the Preacher show. And I can't remember what channel it comes on, but in season one, he sends this one kid to hell. Well, in season two, you get to see what hell is actually like, and it's like a prison with cubicle, you know, cells, and guess what? One of the guests, surprise, surprise, is Hitler, and they have some kind of a technology that beams right on top of their head in the room. It, like, emanates from the top of the room, and they relive their worst moments over and over again. So I was like, dude, I'm curious, that one guy's testimony, did that come out before the Preacher series, or is he just, like, repeating what he saw or read in the comic book? I don't know. I just thought that was a cool connection. Great show, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Shaggy, for the voicemail. And I'm a huge Preacher fan also. But I think this would have came out before the show came out. So I think maybe the show did some research and heard his story? I don't know. But I did read the comic book series, and I'm not sure. I don't remember if they ever showed hell. It's been so long since I've read the entire series. But, it makes me wonder when shows that have hell involved or something, if they might take from actual people's testimonies of being in hell or any case. Whether it's ghost or whatever. I always wonder how accurate some of the stuff on Supernatural is, you know, or what they claim, you know, with hunting Wendigo or whatever the creature of the week is. I always wonder if that's the actual lore or not, so, maybe. But Shaggy is actually going to be in our neck of the woods here shortly at one of our local haunted houses, which we haven't got to go to yet, so I'm pretty jealous of Shaggy and his team. They are the Paraholics, and go check them out at para-holics.com. And they also have a podcast called the Paraspective Podcast, so go check that out. And again, thanks for the voicemail. And if you want to leave a voicemail, tell us what you think of a previous episode, maybe a topic idea, say happy birthday to someone, call and just say hi, that we're your favorite podcast ever and that you love us and we're the best. That number is 304-602-7444. We have a bunch of t-shirts, and not every bit of our t-shirts say Secret Transmission Podcast, but I'm making other designs that are relevant to the show. I have a Rasputin shirt that I designed, and it says, "Never Say Die." Which, it's funny, if you've listened to the Rasputin episode, you understand. But there's going to be other shirts other than just Secret Transmission Podcast shirts. But if you want one, go to tpublic.com/secrettransmission. Every shirt you buy, we get a little bit of the cut of it, and we're going to turn around and put it right back into the show to get goodies to give away. And that's about it. I think that's all we're going to do with it, is just basically buy goodies to give away to anyone that wants stuff. And with that being said, you can also donate to our Patreon account. All these links are going to be in the description below. So just go click on one if you want to check out the shirts, if you want to check out the Patreon. We don't have any rewards up yet. Actually, if you have any ideas for Patreon rewards, please send them our way, because we'd like to know what you want. Maybe an extra episode, maybe extra mini episodes. I don't know. But you can help us decide. In case you missed our last After Dark, in March. It's a little ways away. We're going to be doing a cryptid tournament. 8 cryptids will be a part of this tournament, and we will have one winner. They will battle in a fierce battle, and our friends Phil and Nick from My Thing Can Beat Your Thing, I think, are going to help us simulate the battles. So, if you got some cryptids you'd like to see in this contest, make sure you tweet us, make sure you message us somehow, and let us know what cryptids you think should be a part of this contest. We're going to call it Monster Madness. It's going to happen in March. And yeah. And speaking of cryptids and stuff, Cryptid Crate this month was awesome. If you are not subscribed to Cryptid Crate, you are missing out. It was full of Flatwoods Monster stuff. There was a really cool t-shirt. There was a really cool Maiden Voyage patch in there. There's a DVD that I haven't got to check out, and then there was a book called Monsters of West Virginia. This was a really good crate. I was really happy with it. I haven't watched the DVD yet. Some cool stuff. So if you're not getting a Cryptid Crate, you should be. It's CryptidCrate.com. And if you are a fan of the paranormal or cryptids, you'll really get a kick out of this crate. I've been very happy with everything that I've gotten so far. Some really unique stuff. 1 month, I got a laminated threefold travel, kind of like a travel guide looking thing, but when you fold it out, it's all about Bigfoot and Bigfoot hunting. It's got a ruler on it so you can measure prints, and it's got all kinds of statistics, just cool stuff that you wouldn't think of. So go subscribe, CryptidCrate.com. And we are coming up on our 75th episode, which is going to be Mandela Effect 2, Mandela Harder. So get ready for that. That's 2 episodes away. Next week, we're going to be talking about black-eyed kids, BEKs. With that being said, we hope you come back next week and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable. Test, 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 test. Toby, 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 Toby.
Check, 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 blue microphone, and I sound like shit today.
You sound like shit every day, though, Rudy. Like, fuck you too, alright? You're not very kind. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, and...
This is the devil. See, that's way too loud.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's showing. It's, like, peeking out real bad.
So your levels are loud, but you don't sound very loud.
Yeah. See, that's gotta do with the headphones. I don't know what the hell's going on with that, but you can hear me?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jared.
Jared?
Isn't that the guy's name? The hear me now guy?
Huh? It's Verizon. Jared's the subway guy.
I thought they were both Jared, though.
Oh, they might be. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Negative.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
In 1988, they completed the tunnel for their large electron-proton collider. Proton?
Hadron?
I spelled it way wrong, that's why.
Oh.
Is it Hadron? Or?
There is a large Hadron collider, but Hadron? I'm not sure when they built that one. I want to say that was post-2000.
Proton's a word, though.
It is.
Maybe it's... Well, I don't know what I was trying to type there. Positron. Okay, okay.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Positron.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.